to Mr. Paul Gaimard at a banquet of Icelanders in Copenhagen. Standing on Hecla's stony height, you stared at braided rivers, gleaming over the peaceful plains and streaming out to an ocean broad and bright, while Loki lurked among the boulders lying beneath the mountain shoulders. Were you not awed by Iceland then, this ancient realm of crag and glen? Riding a steed of rugged stock, you roamed through many an upland valley, pausing where tumbling torrents dally dimly with dwellers in the rock, while high and steep and stony passes straggle-haired sheep ate fragrant grasses. Were you not awed by Iceland then, this ageless land of moor and fen? Looking on lava's vast extent along the stream where chieftains hosted, back in the days when Iceland boasted her proud and ancient parliament, its towering tents are long forgotten, their turf foundations wrecked and rotten. Did you not ache for Iceland then, openly shamed before all men? Here, beneath Copenhagen's towers, a host from Iceland greets you, knowing Frenchmen will never fail in showing love for a land as free as ours, where liberty still laughs and dances, though lamed by tyrannous circumstances, and all its natives need or want is nourishment from wisdom's font. Progress depends on truth and lore. Patient research, pursued with rigor, restores a people's stagnant vigor, bringing them boons unknown before. Therefore we place supreme reliance upon the work of men of science, who toil up pathways never trod to tend the holy flame of God. Honor to you, Paul, evermore. Honor for your immense successes, drawing from nature's dim recesses puzzles and prodigies galore. Well-earned renown was never clearer, never has guest of ours been dearer. God be your aid in all you do. Iceland will long remember you.